乍看起嚟，呢一度同普通美国社区冇乜嘢两样。仔细嘅一睇就会发现，呢一度路边挂住南越嘅旗帜，系一个生机勃勃嘅越南裔社区，有住好多嘅小生意。
The Vietnamese community is here, and we love it.
小西贡业主索尼苑话：呢一度有越南人社区，佢哋好喜欢。索尼苑喺越南出生，喺美国长大。同第二啲人合伙经营住小西贡中心地带嘅七叶餐馆。小西贡系越南境外越南裔人口最多嘅社区。呢一间餐馆将西式嘅装潢同亚洲风味嘅餐饮融为一体，反映咗大多数顾客嘅口味。顾客基本上系年轻一代嘅越南裔美国人。佢哋好多人对奥巴马呢一次越南之行抱乐观嘅态度。
I think it's important for any president to go ahead and foster better relationships with different countries.
越南裔美国人克里斯多佛章话：任何嘅一任总统都应该同其他嘅国家建立更好嘅关系，呢个好重要。
Back then, a lot of things were different than they were these days. So I think that fostering a relationship with communist country doesn't necessarily.
另一位越南裔美国人普里斯拉王话：而家时代唔同啦，过去好多事情都同而家唔一样。同共产党国家改善关系唔一定系坏事。年轻嘅一代认为咁样可以弥合过去嘅创伤，包括越战同越共掌权带嚟嘅创伤。
We lost everything, so there is, you know, for our my parents' generation, it's much more vivid, and those that live here in Little Saigon.
小西贡业主索尼苑话：佢哋失去咗一切，对佢嘅父母嗰一代人嚟讲，对住喺小西贡嘅人嚟讲。一切都历历在目，伤疤犹在。好多老一代嘅人认为越南唔会发生几大嘅变化，甚至对改善关系嘅前景撇之以鼻。但系越南境外最大嘅越南语报纸《越南人》主编杜勇话：越南裔美国人嘅年轻一代比较乐观。佢话
：With the internet, now with more opportunity, you know, a lot of young Vietnamese people they went back to Vietnam for charity work.
越南人报主编杜勇话：互联网带来了更多的机会，很多年轻的越南人到越南去从事慈善的工作，所以他们上课学起越南语。加州人阿尔文培到越南去发挥他的越南语特长，他通过视频接受了采访。他说
You connect with other Vietnamese youth in creating a better future for Vietnam, right? So, figuring out what they're thinking.
越南裔美国人阿尔文培说怎样才能够同其他的越南裔年轻人联系起来呢？为越南创造更美好的未来呢？这个就需要了解他们在想什么，了解他们的心思。索尼苑也都为越南憧憬着更美好的未来。他最后说
I'm Vietnamese and I do have a deep care and, you know, and I know Vietnam is still a third world country. Majority
小西贡业主索尼苑说他是越南裔，很关心越南，他知道越南仍然是第三世界国家，大多数人仲好穷，佢希望能够改变世界。越南院想帮助边一个族裔嘅话，嗰、那个就系越南人。不过越南院话佢谂，唯一嘅途径就系通过和解。年轻一代越南裔美国人似乎一致嘅认为，奥巴马呢次访问系一个机会，可以使两国摆脱过去，开创历史嘅新篇章。美国之音记者李艾琳，加州奥兰治郡报道。